Now, a Bristol businessman who was once a committed Christian will have his book about atheism published this week. He's Jeff Crocker from Hot Wells, and he's on the line to us now. Jeff, what's changed?
What's changed? Well, growing conviction that some of the doctrinal basis of Christianity that Han Whittaker was just talking about really isn't convincing and credible. So although from a teenager, I think that's the time when people tend to pick up their faith, as a teenager I did pick up a Christian faith. Over many years, that faith got eroded, so I came to an atheist conclusion, partly actually through the behavior of church in various places, partly through examining some of the doctrines themselves. So the famous one, I think, is the doctrine of forgiveness. And if the message of forgiveness in Christianity is that God forgives simply because he beats up somebody else, i.e. his son, seems to me that that's a pretty deficient version of forgiveness.
You're talking about the concept that his son died on the cross for the sins of the world and therefore gave everyone else a clean sheet. That's what the Christians believe. But you don't accept that?
Yeah, I find that very difficult to accept, because the normal human view of forgiveness is that if I forgive somebody, I just forgive them freely. I don't go and beat somebody else up instead.
Well, I suppose, gosh, we're getting into doctrinal argument here now, but I suppose God and Jesus are the same, are one of the same, aren't they? So, in other words, Jesus, God was actually sort of crucifying himself in a way.
Well, that's a possible interpretation, but I think the main message that comes across is in celebration of forgiveness. And an atheist can have a concept of forgiveness that is just as high as the concept that a Christian can have. So anyway, for me, that began to unpick the knitting to some degree, as did doctrines of hell, for example. I think also, thinking about the philosophical record from the Enlightenment onwards, people began to challenge the view of the church and come to a conclusion that there wasn't a separate soul in humanity, and that therefore the soul teachings really didn't have any relevance. Also, people, you know, I spent quite a lot of my working life in Russia. It's an atheist country, and in that atheist society, I found incredible sets of values amongst people.
But they couldn't kill religion off there, could they, which is the interesting thing. There was still sort of a yearning for it.
Well, they couldn't kill religion off in one sense. They actually did formally, so they did an extremely good job of eradicating religion through their university political office and all the rest of it. And the Orthodox Church became extremely marginalized and persecuted in Russian society. And what it did was actually turn a lot of people to basic superstition. But there's a lovely little story about Russia, actually, and you're mentioning about how atheists can still celebrate Easter, can still celebrate resurrection. And that is that even today, every Russian knows the response to Christus Voskres, which means Christ is risen. And then they say back to each other, Vaistinu Voskres, he's risen indeed. And the most hardline atheist knows that greeting and knows that response. So the point I would make, actually, is that a spirituality still exists for atheists. It doesn't necessarily have to be a doctrinal belief.
Are you happier as an atheist than you were as a Christian?
Well, I don't think that whether one is happier determines whether something is true or not. I mean, I might have to face some very unhappy events in life, but they're actually.
Are you
true.
More contented?
I'm perfectly contented, but as I say, I don't think that that's a reason to decide on a belief structure or not.
Right. Well, thank you very. Oh, are you going to celebrate Easter? Are you
yes,
going to do?
Yes.
What
I mean,
what
I
will
thought
you do?
You were going to ask me about atheists celebrating and celebrating Easter. I think they have every reason to do so.
Yeah.
And you look out of the window, and the whole created order is coming back to life again. There's new life there. There's new beginnings, and that message is as meaningful for an atheist with spirituality as it is for a Christian. Despair can bring hope again. Sorrow can bring joy again. Failure can bring restoration again. There's new dawns, new springs, and atheists do have a spirituality, and they also can celebrate this Easter, which was, of course, taken over initially from pantheistic fertility rites anyway.
Jeff, thanks ever so much, and the weather's great for Easter as well, isn't it?
Yep,
have a nice time.
Thank you
so much for joining us on the programme.